This is TWiT.
This story about BuzzFeed's Benny Johnson, I think is really funny because The Onion actually did a story about this time last year about a BuzzFeed writer resigning in disgrace after plagiarizing 10 llamas who wish they were models. And this was a pure joke, a pure lark on The Onion's part, pointing fun at the fact that anyone would, I think, I'm putting myself in the shoes of The Onion right now, and goodness knows that's fraught with danger. But I think what they were driving at is that anyone who thinks that BuzzFeed's content is original to begin with had better go back to their thinking starting point. But that doesn't mean that BuzzFeed doesn't take themselves seriously journalistically, because they had an author, Benny Johnson, a blogger there, who was actually, guess what, cutting and pasting things from other sites and putting them in his BuzzFeed story. So BuzzFeed came out. Benny Johnson is no longer writing for them. And they are taking steps to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen again. Where have we come, Allie, if BuzzFeed is now the pinnacle of journalistic standards?
I'm actually a fan of BuzzFeed. I do think that they have a lot of good reporters there. I mean, they also have a lot of more frivolous listicles, but I think that there as a platform there are some quality there.
All right.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting situation when it's I haven't seen that many people talk about it as infringement. It's mostly been taken as plagiarism, which is more of like a moral issue and not like citing everything so well, because I looked at a lot of the examples. There were some that were pretty blatant, but then there were others where it wasn't I'm not defending it, but like kind of a closer call, because you can't own facts. That's one of the exceptions to everything being copyrighted. I do think that it showed a lot of journalistic integrity for the editors to decide to let him go over this, because there were enough examples where it's just bad. If you're a journalist, the site's better than that. So I think that it was the right call. Plus there had, in some of the documentation, after he was fired, that there had been some other questionable things that he had, written about, like not even just like some of the things that were original, but I know there was one about, like using Jurassic Park GIFs for a story about maybe Syria or something. It was so there have been some other, even when he's doing original stuff, that had been questionable. So I think that it was probably the right call. But it gets at some interesting issues about copying words online. And it's the other thing is it's so easy to tell. You can just plug the text into Google or any other search engine, and it's like it's really you can't really get away with it. So if you're a journalist, you should really be better than that.
Evan, are we getting to a point where the web will be split into two camps of things that are purely plagiarized and things that are original? Or do you think that as BuzzFeed experienced here, we're going to find people just tempted by the fact that it's so easy to copy and paste, and they're going to continue to do it, and there will be a journalistic gray area there?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest influences for this whole dynamic would be in the manner in which this content can be monetized. Mm-hmm. BuzzFeed relies a lot on heavy traffic, search traffic, and so the content is written in a way to generate that search, and it relies on coming up with a lot of content. So there will be this temptation to, I guess what's more accurate to say is there's a lot of pressure to come up with a lot of content, and it's hard work to be original. And then we've got within that mindset this idea of sort of creeping norms of remix culture and fair use. And, you know, one moment somebody can easily be saying, you know, everything that's out there ought to be widely available for reappropriation, and then the next moment be crying foul because of plagiarism. And those facts can just differ in very subtle ways for one reasonably to be taking either position or either stance on the particular situation. So it's tough. I sort of heard in your question, you know, sort of framing it as, is the web going to be, you know, is there going to be a schism here of good content and bad? I don't think we need to make any big pronouncements on the web like that. This is just sort of a path along the evolution of the web in the way that different forms of content are in vogue and are monetizable and have value and therefore are generated more. And, you know, the web in 5-10 years will likely look very different regardless of these particular issues.
Sam, I'm curious, as the entrepreneur of a blog yourself, what do you think about all of this, both for your own content and protection of your own content, and competing with the likes of BuzzFeed and the other news outlets that BuzzFeed is seeking to compete with?
You know, plagiarism is, to some extent, it's a sort of a, kind of like the hotel and Yelp, it's a self-punishing thing. If your traffic comes from Google in particular, Google is always on the lookout for duplicate content and it will downrank the plagiarists. Now, of course, maybe if you just tweak it instead of straight up plagiarizing it, maybe you don't get punished. But there's always been that sort of self-enforcing sanction with plagiarism. Now, BuzzFeed is not big on Google, as far as I know. I think they're more about getting links from social, where that's not the same thing. Twitter and Google Plus and Facebook don't go around looking for duplicate content and pulling it off the site. But yeah, I mean, not plagiarizing is kind of the capital offense of journalism. And, you know, BuzzFeed does do great journalism, although not all of those articles could be considered in that category. I think you have to keep an eye out for plagiarism, and it's a problem for us. You know, we're always getting sites that are scraping lawyerists and we're finding out about it less now than before. I mean, it's interesting because it happens for two reasons. So you've got the BuzzFeed where they're, as Evan said, they're under pressure to produce content and it's gotta be viral and social and it's gotta be stuff that people want to share. And then you have sort of old school search engine optimization, which was relied on lots of links back to your site and sucking in as much traffic as you can through that. And so, so that's what a lot of our scraping came from, was people who were trying to game the search engines to get their own traffic. And now that Google has clamped down on that, I think that's why we're not seeing it as much as we used to, but it used to be a big thing. I think it's in part a self-enforcing sanction, but yeah, if I were BuzzFeed, I'd fire for plagiarism too. I think it's just part of being in the publishing business. You can't let that go on. So.